Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me.
With Garrett Davey.
Hi there, and welcome to the movie news. We'll start with some streaming news in a very popular series, The Crown. In a surprising change of stance, Netflix has announced that the British royal drama series will go back to its original six-season plan and won't end with a fifth season, as announced earlier this year. The show wrapped filming on its fourth season in March, just ahead of the UK being placed in lockdown. That fourth season, which sees Olivia Colman as Queen Elizabeth II for her second and final outing in the role, is expected to launch later this year. Imelda Staunton will take over the role of Elizabeth for the fifth season, and will now have two seasons playing the monarch, like both Claire Foy and Colman before her. She's joined by Leslie Manville as Princess Margaret, with other roles to be cast soon. Netflix has also reiterated that the sixth season will cover events up to the early 2000s. Staying with shows, and Damian Lewis and Dominic West are in negotiations to headline and executive produce a limited series adaptation of Ben McIntyre's Cold War espionage thriller novel, A Spy Among Friends. The project follows the defection of notorious British intelligence officer and KGB double agent Kim Philby through the lens of his complex relationship with MI6 colleague and close friends Nicholas Elliot. Philby was arguably the most famous of the Cambridge Five, British spies who notoriously worked for and several of which defected to the Soviet Union in the 1950s, betraying secrets to the Russians in the early years of the Cold War. Sony Pictures Television and ITV Studios are behind the project, and it's scheduled to premiere in the autumn of 2021. Nick Murphy will direct. Meanwhile, Oscar Isaac and Michelle Williams are attached to star in a HBO limited series adaptation of Ingmar Bergman's Scenes from a Marriage. Bergman's version aired on Swedish television in 1973, consisting of six episodes. Bergman directed the series with Liv Ullmann and Erland Josephson starring. The new version is said to re-examine the show's depiction of love, hatred, desire, monogamy, marriage, and divorce through the lens of a contemporary American couple. Jude Law is in talks to play the villainous Captain James Hook in Peter Pan and Wendy, Disney Pictures' live-action adaptation of their own 1953 animated take on J.M. Barrie's novel. Pete's Dragon and the Old Man and the Gun director David Lowry is on board to direct the project, which he co-wrote with Toby Halbrooks. The Disney cartoon remains the most successful adaptation of Barrie's work, about the boy who wouldn't grow up and the children whom he whisks away to the magical world of Neverland. While there were rumours of this film ending up on Disney+, this version is now expected to go to cinemas. Dylan O'Brien is in negotiations to star as the lead in Peter Farrelly's Vietnam War movie called The Greatest Beer Run Ever, a true story of friendship stronger than war. He'll be joining Green Book actor Viggo Mortensen, who's already signed up for a supporting role in the film. Based on the book by Joanna Malloy and John Donahue, the movie tells the true story of Donahue, who left New York in 1967 for Vietnam to track down and share beers with his childhood friends who were serving in the army. Brian Curry and Pete Jones will co-write the script with Farrelly. O'Brien will next be seen in Monsters Problems and also in the sci-fi feature Infinite. Universal has hired the team behind the hit Invisible Man to take on its latest monster movie, Wolfman. Director Lee Whannell is in talks to helm the feature that is set to star Ryan Gosling, with Jason Blum's Blumhouse on board to produce. The team had quite a success on the Elizabeth Moss-fronted Invisible Man, which has grossed more than $125 million at the worldwide box office and has a 91% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes. With details of the plot being kept under wraps, sources say Gosling would play an anchorman who gets infected. The script has been described as having a vibe that evokes both Network and Nightcrawler. To streaming now, and on Netflix, Charlize Theron leads a group of unlikable mercenaries on an action-packed mission in The Old Guard. A A covert team of immortal mercenaries are suddenly exposed and must now fight to keep their identity a secret, just as an unexpected new member is discovered. Also released, the kids will enjoy Scoob, based on the famous Scooby-Doo cartoons, while Ben Affleck stars in Finding the Way Back. In the cinema, there's a limited release called Blackwater Abyss, where cavers grapple with an enormous crocodile, while over on Apple TV, Tom Hanks is protecting a convoy of 37 ships.
Dear Lord, let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul. Amen.
Tom Hanks stars as a longtime Navy veteran who, as a first-time captain, is tasked with protecting a convoy of 37 ships carrying thousands of soldiers and much-needed supplies across the treacherous waters of the Atlantic during World War II. Greyhound is inspired by events during the Battle of the Atlantic, which took place in the earliest months of America's alliance with Great Britain and the Allied forces. It's streaming now on Apple TV+.